Visiting Teaching Message. Rejoice in the Organization of Relief Society. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. The Prophet Joseph Smith. This society is to get instruction through the order which God has established, through the medium of those appointed to lead. And I now turn the key to you in the name of God, and this society shall rejoice. If you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. Relief Society, Minute Book, March 1842 through March 1844, pages 38 and 40, LDS Church Archives. What is the divine role of Relief Society in the restoration of the Church? Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President. Relief Society should be a safe place where we feel the love of the Lord in our lives as we learn to strengthen families, exercise charity, and value our covenants. And when we value sacred covenants, we value our membership in an organization, in a church, that will bring us to Christ. Oh, how we need each other. Liahona, March 2004, page 30. Ensign, March 2004, page 20. President Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 through 1972. The Prophet Joseph Smith was divinely inspired by the Lord to give to the Church such a wonderful organization, not only beneficial to those who are called to take part, but to all who hold membership in the Church. Surely the Church of Jesus Christ would not have been completely organized had not this wonderful organization come into existence. The Relief Society organized by revelation. Relief Society Magazine, January 1965, pages 4 and 6. How can you rejoice in belonging to Relief Society? President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918. This organization is ordained of God to minister for the salvation of the souls of women and of men. You are called by the voice of the prophet of God to be the greatest and the best, the purest and the most devoted to the right, and it is your duty to enjoy your privileges and to obtain all that belongs to your calling, and that you should inherit from the Lord and His gifts. Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, page 184. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Hold your heads up. Work with diligence. Do whatever the Church asks you to do. Pray with faith. You may never know how much good you accomplish. Someone's life will be blessed by your effort. To the Women of the Church, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 115. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The sense of belonging to the Relief Society, rather than just attending a class, must be fostered in the heart of every woman. Sisters, you must graduate from thinking that you only attend Relief Society to feeling that you belong to it. The Relief Society, Ensign, May 1998, page 73. End of Visiting Teaching Message. Rejoice in the Organization of Relief Society.